This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype on into our show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Lauren, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. I actually want to start the show out with the news story I teased all last night. We never got to it because our phones were just busy all night long. And, of course, that's the way we like it here on Free Talk Live. The story from the Washington Post, Manassas. Manassas City. I don't know where that is. It's got to be near D.C., though, I think.
I believe it is.
Manassas City teenager accused of sexting a video to his girlfriend is now facing a search warrant in which Manassas City police and Prince William County prosecutors want to take a photo of his erect penis, possibly forcing the teen to become erect by taking him to a hospital and giving him an injection.
Possibly.
According to the teen's lawyers.
Oh, my God.
They have some other plan, and if that doesn't work, they're going to take him to the hospital.
At least make it enjoyable. Right. Give him a nice nudie magazine or something.
Buy him a subscription to Hustler.com. Apparently, according to the top story on FreeTalkLive.com, Hustler.com is now taking Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin for access to their website.
So they could give them some nice Bitcoin and help this teenager get aroused the right way.
The teen is facing...
Much scat, so gross.
Well, the really interesting part about this story is that he's in trouble for sexting, which is a relatively popular thing, from what I understand, among young people. And, you know, in some cases, we've seen cases where teenagers are being charged with child pornography for taking a nude picture of themselves. Not even necessarily, you know, a sexual picture. Because, again, nudity isn't by its nature sexual. You could do sexual things while you're nude. You could do sexual things while you're not nude. But anyway, now they want to take a picture of his penis, which is technically the police taking child pornography by their own definition.
Okay, so I didn't pay that much attention to the news when I was in high school, but I can assure you that we may not have had sexting, we did have Polaroids.
Yeah.
The Polaroids, you know, now and then would get passed around, that kind of thing. You know, maybe somebody broke
felony,
up.
Sir.
Whatever. Well, I never heard of anybody under the age of 18 being charged with a felony for having a Polaroid of somebody else under the age of 18.
That's because the Polaroids probably didn't spread far enough, and odds are good when it went to the principal's office, it probably stopped at the principal's office. Now you've got the school administrators calling in the police. They've got the police on campus now, which they may not have had when you were growing up.
They certainly had them on campus, but...
So you had the school resource officer,
sure.
Guys. So anyway, let me continue with the story here. The prosecutor's job is to seek justice, said the teen's defense lawyer.
Well, too late for that.
What is just about this? They asked. How does this advance the interest of the Commonwealth? The teen is facing two felony charges for possession of child pornography and manufacturing child pornography, which could lead not only to incarceration until he's 21, but inclusion on the state's sex offender database for possibly the rest of his life. David Culver of NBC Washington first reported the story and interviewed the teen's guardian, his aunt, who was shocked at the lengths Prince William authorities were willing to go to make a sexting case in juvenile court. His attorney pointed out, Jessica Harbson Foster says, this is a 17-year-old who goes to school every day, plays football, has never been in trouble with the law before. Now he's saddled with two felonies and the implication that he's a sexual predator. His girlfriend, by the way, was 15. I don't mind trying the case, she says. My goal is to stop the search warrant. I don't want him to go through that. Taking him down to the hospital so he can get an erection in front of all those cops, that's traumatizing.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This is, 17 and 15 is the stretch here. Now, I'd like to point out that it's not 2 years, necessarily. He could have just turned 17, and she could be ready to just turn 16. I had this situation with a girlfriend when I was in high school, and she was a year and a half younger than I am. I was 17, she was 15. And you know, it didn't feel weird or strange. She was one class beneath me. I was a junior. She was a sophomore. That doesn't seem very strange to me. There were situations where, you know, freshmen were dating seniors. If you don't want freshmen to date seniors, you shouldn't put them in the same school.
Agreed.
Well, the funny thing is, the girl wasn't charged in this case, and certainly there have been cases where the females have been charged.
She could have been, but...
Oh, she could have been charged anyway.
This is an easy layup for them. You know, now they have an older male and a younger female, and that's their favorite little setup because he's clearly a predator.
Manassas City Police spokesbureaucrat Adrian Helms said the department would not comment, and Detective David Abbott, the lead investigator, didn't return a call seeking comment. No one except a Prince William magistrate has seen the affidavit and search warrant for the photos. They aren't made public until after they're served and then returned to the courthouse. The Post is not naming the teen defendant. Foster said the case began with the teen's 15-year-old girlfriend sent photos of herself to the 17-year-old, who in turn sent her the video in question. Now, we don't have details on exactly what the content of that video was, but I imagine it involved his penis, presumably an erect penis, because that's what the police are looking for, is photos of his erect penis, I'm going to guess, either to trade around the department or to compare to the video that was, or both.
I
don't think many young men are going to send it not erect penises.
Right. I doubt that very seriously. Yeah, this is, this is a situation where they're getting child porn in order to prevent child porn. This is
fascinating. They're manufacturing child pornography, is what they charged him with.
That's crazy.
But it's okay when they do it, because they're the professionals. It's okay. The police can totally look at teenage genitalia, and that's okay.
I would go so far as to say the only the only trauma to anyone's psyche that occurred was when the police found out about this.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just jealous.
I don't know. This is stupid people that have gone taken the law too far.
You never know, Mark. There are some pretty kinky fetishes out there. Maybe this guy really likes it.
There could be.
The girl has not been charged. Her mother filed a complaint about the boy's video, said Foster, the defense attorney.
The mother of the poor little waif that sent him nudie pictures to begin with.
Yeah. She's so innocent. She would never, ever do anything like that. Clearly. The male teen was served with petitions from juvenile court.
I think there's
court.
Nothing wrong with her taking pictures of herself
so
and sending
either.
Them.
Or him.
I just want to make it abundantly clear that, you know, there's two are, tangoing here. Not that it takes two to tango.
I don't want her charged, and I don't want him charged. This should be a private matter between them and their parents. If there's some sort of issue here, let the families hash it out. This is ridiculous that anything like this goes any further than, a personal dispute. Going on with the story here, the male was served petitions but not arrested in early February from juvenile court. When the case went to trial in juvenile court in June, Foster said prosecutors forgot to certify the teen was a juvenile. The case was dismissed, but police immediately obtained new charges and also a search warrant for his home. Police arrested the teen then and took him to juvenile jail, where Foster said they took photos of the teen's genitals against his will. So they already have apparently flaccid photos of this teen's penis, but now they want to complete their collection and get erect photos. The case was set for trial on July 1st, where Foster said Assistant Commonwealth Attorney Claiborne Richardson told her that the client must either plead guilty or police would obtain another search warrant for pictures of his erect penis for comparison to the evidence from the teen's cell phone. Foster asked I wonder how many cops are going to need to eyeball that video.
Lots.
Foster asked how that would be accomplished and was told that we'll just take him down to the hospital, give him a shot, and then take the pictures that we need. The teen declined to plead guilty. Foster said the prosecutor then requested a continuance so police could get a search warrant, which was granted by substitute juvenile court judge Jan Rolst-Anol. 2 days later, both sides were back in court. Foster filed a motion to allow her client to travel out of state to visit family, and Richardson wanted the teen to comply with the search warrant before he left. Juvenile court judge Lisa Baird declined to order that and allowed the teen to leave the area.
Are they afraid that he's going to get some kind of plastic surgery?
I don't know.
His junk before he leaves?
Yeah, I mean... If I were him, I would take this opportunity to get a larger penis.
Yeah, those things don't really work, Lauren. From what I heard, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I'd be no interest in that particular thing. But this is crazy. There's
she
no
did
doubt.
Allow him to leave, by the way, and he has another court date coming up in 5 days from today, July 15th. We will continue. There's a little bit more to the story. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Is this guy a criminal? Should he be being charged with child pornography? And do you support the police in their mission to acquire photos of his erect penis? And it's just for evidence purposes, of course. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the Manassas police, who they want to punish a teenage sex offender, alleged, for apparently taking a video of his own erect penis by getting a search warrant to take pictures of his erect penis and then possibly put him in prison for several years of his life because he wanted to send something to his girlfriend, who was 15 at the time. She also had taken naked pictures of herself, but yet she hasn't been charged. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts certainly welcome. We continue in moments. Oops, sorry about that, Mark.
Can you turn on my microphone, please? Thank you very much. The North American Bitcoin Conference is going on July the 19th and 20th, but I'm sad to report that Free Talk Live won't be going. There was some communication difficulties on price with the North American Bitcoin Conference, and they just couldn't rectify it with their budget. We had an agreement, we were going, and then, you know, it sort of fell through. We're still the media sponsor of the event, but if you were going to see Free Talk Live, there, best I can tell, I have asked for, but I haven't gotten a response. I suspect it won't be a problem. Refunds available for anybody who wants it. That's the reason you were going. There's still going to be lots of people.
Hopefully that wasn't the reason you were going, but it would have been nice if you were.
Well, it'd be nice to see anybody who came to see us. There's no doubt about it. There's lots of people who are going to be there. Kathy Reisenwitz, Tony Gallippi, Roger Veer, Charlie Lee, Jeff Berwick.
Roger's not going to be there.
Oh, you're right. I've got to remove that from my copy,
Jeff's
too.
Jeff's going, huh?
Roger can't make it. He's got an issue with a passport, I believe it is, or Visa. One of those things. Visa, I think it is. Some kind of permission slip thing.
Lots of Bitcoin folks will be there, however, yes. And this is kind of what happens with speakers. You know, some can make it, some can't. And Free Talk Live can't. But you can get your tickets at btcchicago.com and pay in Bitcoin if you wish. July 19th and 20th, Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, btcchicago.com.
Okay, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue, though. There's a little bit more to the story. A little bit more to the story here at WashingtonPost.com. Prince William County Commonwealth Attorney Paul Ebert says the police told him these allegations by the lawyers lack credibility. Apparently the teen declined to plead guilty. We're talking about the teenage boy, 17, young man, teenage male who has taken a video of himself naked, maybe with an erect penis. The police now have filed a search warrant and has been granted by the judge to have the police force this young man to take some sort of a shot, which would result in an erection, and then the police would then photograph him, which, of course, if anybody else does something like that, that's called manufacturing child pornography. Now, I'd like to point out that I don't think this guy is a child, and so I don't think that should be child pornography, so I think that the law needs to change on this, because he's not the only teenager who's facing charges like this. It's not uncommon for this at all.
Well, they've got a real problem here. Because there's laws in these here United States, and those laws are that you can't have sex before the age of 16 or 18, depending on which place you are in, which state you're in, and you can't take a picture of your nakedness in any sort of prurient fashion before your 18th birthday. Or somebody else can't do it either. So now you've got this problem. A, that people who are legally allowed to have sex in some states aren't allowed to take pictures of themselves having sex. That's confusing. And if you lower these ages, look, as far as I'm concerned, if a person should be allowed to have sex, at whatever age they're allowed to have sex, and they should be able to take pictures if that's what they want to do, and they should be able to share them with their partner if that's what they wish to do. But if they just sort of mess this up, then you'll have this whole sort of black market porn industry, the below 18 porn industry that's going to crop up. And, even if it'll be amateur, likely, but there'll be a huge demand for it. And this is a problem that's very difficult to solve. I'm not claiming that this kid deserves to be in jail. I think just the opposite. But the authorities do see a difficulty with this, and for good reason, because if they don't come up with some solution to this problem, then there are going to be 17-year-old young men taking pictures and video of them having sex with their 16-year-old girlfriends, and wham, you've got this new amateur porn industry that's going to be overnight.
Yeah, I think our society, though, has a really big issue with how they view sex. I think it's become extremely stigmatized. It's actually, I just did an Independence Day video, and it went over how we lost our freedom in, like, the early years, like, the 17th and 18th century. And so what's interesting is if you look at it, we actually had... the brothels were actually one of the biggest industries in our country. It held up our economy to start off with in America. And then the founding fathers helped stigmatize sex. And ever since then, it's gone down the drain all the way up to, like, the Westboro Baptist Church, which is, you know, crazy when it comes to...
Were stigmatizing sex?
They were.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, some of them were pretty horny, weren't they? I mean, Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, but, like, John Adams hated sex.
Wow.
Didn't hate sex, but he tried to help stigmatize it.
What the hell Abigail felt about
that? And then, of course, we've got Alexander Hamilton that's trying to get rid of alcohol as well in the Federalist Papers. So Alexander Hamilton was one of the very first freedom terrorists in our country.
He certainly was. Carlos Flores LaBoy, appointed as the teen's guardian ad litem in the case, said he thought it was just as illegal for the Manassas City Police to create their own child pornography as to investigate the teen for it, saying, quote, they're using a statute that was designed to protect children from being exploited in a sexual manner. To take a picture of this young man in a sexually explicit manner, this irony is incredible. He said, and added, as a parent myself, I was floored. It's child abuse. We're wasting thousands of dollars in resources and man hours on a sexting case. That's what we're doing. Foster said Detective Abbott told her that after obtaining photos of the teen's erect penis, he would use special software to compare pictures of this penis to this penis. Who does this? It's just crazy, she said.
Who does it indeed?
There's
Yes, the irony is quite thick here, especially considering the intention. Remember, when a law is written, there's an intention for the law, and then there's what actually happens with the enforcement of the law. So with the intention of the child pornography laws, the idea was the child pornography laws are supposed to somehow protect children from being abused, being forced into sexual positions and sexual circumstances, and being photographed or videotaped in those circumstances, usually by an adult. That's the kind of the classic definition of child pornography, which, of course, doesn't at all apply to two teenagers consensually taking photographs of each other or a sexual situation or whatever, whatever their deal is. Well, but, of course, the law says teenagers can't consent to doing things like that.
And I don't
so
think
it's
the,
rape or
I don't think the lawmakers
whatever.
Ever were thinking about this. When they wrote their
about
laws...
About sexting? No, certainly not.
I don't think they were thinking about kids, young people taking pictures of themselves situations at all. The reason the child porn laws were written was to prevent adults from taking pictures of kids.
That's what I just said.
And selling and making the money. But they're not...
They're not even selling it, but just forcing children into sexual photos.
Whatever current reasons they might do it.
So that's what's interesting about this is we're talking about two teenagers who are consenting with one another. It's the police that are the ones taking classic child porn here. They're forcing a 17-year-old with a judge's order to submit to a shot that will erectify his penis, and then they're going to take pictures of it, and then look at them compared to the videotape that he allegedly took. It's just crazy.
Yeah, the way they get rid of crime is to commit crime
exactly.
themselves.
We'll connect with more.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can take control toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content. What you see there on the front page of the site has been submitted by listeners like you. You just go and submit it through our Reddit-based system. You do have to have a Reddit account. That's free. The Free Talk Live account is free. You link them together in a very quick process, and that makes it easy to submit content over at freetalklive.com.
If you want to get some Bitcoins or some Dogecoins or some Litecoins or any of several other cryptocurrencies, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, I think that pretty much sums them all. You can go to ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin.com makes it fast, inexpensive, completely legal, and it's easy. It's very easy to do. Just go to ExpressCoin.com. They've got several different options for you. You can use money order, wire transfer, check, and also you can do it much more quickly by going to making a deposit at a credit union in your town. Now, the credit union has to have shared branching, but if it does have shared branching, you should call ahead. Then you can go there, make a deposit, and you'll get your Bitcoins within 24 hours. It's very fast to get your...
Are they doing the 24-hour guarantee on the cash?
If it's put into a bank account, that's how they were doing it before. I'll have to check into it. Yeah,
cool. I just wanted to make sure I knew there's a changeover over there.
That's my understanding. Great. So, in fact, they have great customer service, and they'll get back with you very quickly on these issues. I've put a lot of money through Express Coin and getting some Bitcoins. What's that?
Last time, the last time they had the cash deposit option, back when it was cash into coins, it was a business day.
Oh, a 24-hour business day. Yeah, I think you're right.
At least one business. It could be as long as a full business day since you put it in.
You're right.
But it's still a pretty darn fast way to get Bitcoin.
It's faster than sending a check, wire transfer, or money order.
It sure is.
Without as much risk.
Sending a check through the mail could get lost, whatever.
ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app, ExpressCoin.com, now in Canada.
Yeah, and it works, too, which is really cool. All right, so a little bit more here. The story coming from the Washington Post. There's an update. After all the publicity around the police seeking a search warrant and getting the search warrant to take photographs of a naked 17-year-old young man, they are apparently now saying publicly they will not be serving that search warrant.
Huh.
So the warrant was granted by the judge, but now police are saying that they will be declining to exercise that particular search warrant.
How long ago was that update?
This was posted today. This update was posted today at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
It makes you wonder. I mean, either it's just to get the this picture, or it's unjust. And it's, I think that it just goes to show how very human these, our paladins of justice are.
Mm.
And this is something that's really important for us to keep in mind is clearly the police have either made a mistake by not getting the picture or made a mistake by attempting to get the picture, right? They did one of two things. And in this circumstance, the police were clearly wrong. One way or the other, they were wrong. So we need to understand
the police were wrong by charging this young man in the first place.
You can pick whatever side you want,
yep.
But nobody can say they're not wrong for bowing to public opinion in this circumstance. They either showed that they were wrong in the first place for wanting to get the picture, or they're wrong now for not wanting to get the picture. In either circumstance, they were miscarrying justice and not doing their job, doing the opposite of their jobs.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, the way to solve this problem in the future is to get rid of these severely modify the child pornography laws to where people who are taking pictures with consent are not participants in child pornography. If you're a teenager taking a picture for your boyfriend or girlfriend, that should not be a criminal act. No one should be threatened with prison. And I wonder, has anyone who has been charged in a case like this ever not taken the plea deal? I mean, because young
this
people...
This kid isn't.
Well, not yet. Young people are... You know, they're not experienced at life in a lot of ways.
I took a plea deal. I sure shouldn't have taken.
Yeah, and usually if you get charged with something, you can't afford an attorney. Well, then those public defenders are almost always going to tell you to take the plea deal. So the pressure is constantly put on you to take the plea deal, especially when you're looking at felony charges. I mean, that's a scary thing. Going to prison for several years. Usually they're gonna try to scare this kid into taking a deal. They're gonna tell him, look, we'll give you a misdemeanor charge. We'll break it down from a felony. We'll give you a misdemeanor charge of indecent or lewdness or something like that, indecent exposure. And you can, 6 months probation. You won't even have to sit in jail. How's that sound, kid? And he'll take it.
Yep.
And most people would take it.
And he'll be a registered sex offender
yeah.
for the rest of his life as a result.
That. Yeah, that's true.
That's what's horrifying about this is that's what they want, is they want to tack somebody onto this sex offender registry for no good reason.
So I would love to see somebody not take a plea deal on this, because I think it'd be fascinating to go for jury nullification in a case like this, to get in front of a jury and, you know, tell these people, look, the law says this, and it's stupid. I was just wanting to share my picture of myself with my girlfriend. She wanted to share pictures of herself. You guys remember being, young and having relationships, right? This is an unusual thing, and it certainly shouldn't be a crime. And I'm, of course, juries in a lot of cases will convict when I think they shouldn't.
Yeah, this is the reason that I'm kind of scared of this, because all the experience I have with juries is what you're doing is you're looking for that one person with enough spine to stand up and say, no, this is not just. That's the best you're looking for, because what you won't get is a bunch of people to get together and say this isn't just. Sadly, they just don't have it. You know, this is it's a nation of sheep, sadly.
You know, I think it goes even deeper than this. I really think that our society has deteriorated in its view of the human body in many, many ways. And I think that this is just one of them. I mean, the standard that they hold women to, the standard they hold men to, standard they hold everybody to and their bodies and the focus on the body, just the focus on the body in the first place. I think that this is bad philosophy. I think that this is the way the society thinks is the problem. It's not even, I mean, the legislation is bad, but it started with the way that we let sex get stigmatized back early in America.
Like the Puritans, right?
And it's not even this bad. It's not this bad in Europe.
Oh, no, it's much more, I mean, they'll show sex on television.
Wait, why
Europe,
are
right?
we so uptight? What is this obsession with
it's
people keeping their
clothes on? It's the Puritanism from the past that you were alluding
to
there.
Weird.
And that, of course, would be the problem. If they stacked the jury with a bunch of Puritans, then you're screwed.
I can't understand it. That's just it. My mind can't grasp this obsession.
Sex is bad, okay?
I understand it.
It's probably less the Puritans and more the Victorians, but I'll let, you know, that's the nomenclature that's used these days.
Do you think the Puritans would have been okay with teenage sex pictures?
I don't think we can even talk about, you know, what the Puritans would be okay with. These people thought the devil lived in the woods. I mean, I've got nothing to talk about, you know, what's going on with that guy. Nothing when it comes to that.
Let's go to Cindy. She's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Cindy.
Yeah, I'm in my car just in case we get disconnected. But
all right.
You know what? When are the parents going to be accountable for their children? I'd like to know. This is happening to my girlfriend who her grandson got arrested for the same thing with his girlfriend. She sent him pictures. He shared them with his friends. He sent them back. The police got involved, went into the house, got his computer, and got his laptop, got his phone, arrested him, had to get an attorney, costing everybody thousands of dollars. And what are they doing? Teenage stuff. We did it in the 60s, and they had everybody playing kissing games and touched each other. And this is absolutely stupid. And to think that we have nothing better to share, you know, with what's going on and you know, our soldiers and things like that, that we're worried about some kid that took a picture. First of all,
right.
These girls are not innocent. You know, they make it sound like it's only the guy and he was such a bad person. Look at the way these girls dress and talk and act, and they don't even know where half of their kids are at night. It's not like it used to be. It's not that way anymore.
Cindy, if you've got more you want to share, I know you got passion, and I appreciate that. Hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment. And it's just funny, you know, here we are talking about this. Somebody calls in. They're in the same situation. This is not
all over the country.
Criminal charges.
I'm telling you.
Joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760.
800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE or join us online at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of ways to get interactive with the show. Go and do that for free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you care about your online privacy, check out ProXPN, a global virtual private network that actually encrypts your data. Meaning before it even leaves your computer, everything you're doing is encrypted so that your internet service provider will no longer be able to snoop on you as they are currently likely doing, probably logging every website you visit and every search term you enter for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can put a stop to that tonight by going and downloading the software from proxpn.com/FTL. There's software available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can get it working pretty easily there as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. Now, when you're ready to upgrade to premium, because there's a free trial account that you can use, but when you're ready for premium, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, and the ability to privately torrent, plus getting past regionally blocked websites in most countries. China apparently has cracked down recently, so there may be some issues. I'm hoping to hear something from ProXPN about that. I don't know what the status on that is with China. There's been a major Chinese crackdown recently. But most of the time, and we had some comments from TSA George, former TSA George, now Uber George, says he's tried it in different countries. And for the most part, it works. And it works well.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that it's one of those situations where, you know, once the tyranny escalates its crackdown on the VPNs, and the VPNs have to figure out some way to get around it again.
Yeah, right now, basically, China is cracking down on VPNs, period. If you're using a VPN in China, you may get shut down randomly. So that's apparently what's happening now.
But also, ProXPN is it the largest or among the largest VPN providers in the world?
I don't know about that, but I do know that the founder, the CEO, is a Free Talk Live supporter and listener and definitely cares about freedom and your privacy. Exactly. So ProX, I'm sure they're working on it. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 to get 20% off the price of that premium account. And when you order the annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 a month. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. As we continue, we actually lost Cindy there during the break. She dropped off the line, but she was telling us that she knew somebody who was involved in a situation like this with her son, teenage son, in trouble with the law with, you know, possible felony child porn charges for taking pictures, sexting, as it's called, and sending that stuff to other teenagers. And, of course, the big claim about this is that, oh, kids, you shouldn't do sexting because it's going to ruin your life. And I don't know if I believe that.
Here's what I want to know. It's interesting. Will it ruin your life? If enough people have sexted and there's enough pictures out there of them, then it's just normal.
Right.
At this point, that Representative Wiener or whatever his name is he's kind of broken it wide open. Whatever, sexting. I want to know this from parents. Would you rather your kid send naked pictures to their boyfriend or girlfriend that potentially could get out? I would imagine that the vast majority of them really don't go very far. But,
they get shared among friends.
Among friends, but what about the really bad one?
Maybe
is like,
among enemies,
what's
too.
What's the other option, Mark?
MyExGirlfriend.com or something like that, would be really bad. Or would you rather them actually have sex? Which one of these is the one that bothers you the most?
Well, I mean, come on. If somebody's sexting, doesn't that mean there's a good chance that they will actually be sexually
active?
That's
really normally the first step towards sex.
I don't know which one's first and which one's second. I would think that if I was going to take pictures with somebody, I've already been sexually intimate with them. But I'm not in this generation. I don't understand a lot of this. I don't understand
Lauren,
texting.
I think, is in this generation. You would be a millennial, correct?
Yeah, because I have personal experience with that, let me tell you. That was sarcasm, by the way.
Well, wait, you must have come across the sex at some time.
I mean, I had friends that did it. Mm-hmm. I had
while you were in high school?
I've had guys that have sent me pictures.
High school age, are we talking? Or?
Yeah. I mean, when I was in high school or even when I was in college, even now, like men seem to think that that's
Did you realize when those guys were sending you those pictures, did you realize that this is a felony? Did you have any idea?
No, I just thought it was annoying. That's it.
Get your penis off my phone.
It's like I didn't ask you for that. So please don't send it to me.
Yeah.
Now, if I ask, please do. But people do it. Some of my friends in long distance relationships, that helped their relationship.
What about the sharing factor? How much of it was spread around? Friends sharing other friends' sects and things like that?
I mean, sometimes my girlfriends would be like, hey, check this out, and show it to me, but they wouldn't
send it to you, okay.
And I'm like, thanks for showing me your boyfriend's junk.
Just needed to see that.
Never seen one of those before.
Thanks! Right. I totally wanted to know.
So you can share your thoughts with us. I mean, is there anybody out there who really thinks that the Manassas police in this case, who are, prosecuting a 17-year-old young man for taking a video of himself while erect, if you really think that that is the kind of thing that police should be spending resources on, I really, really want to hear from you. I want to know why you think that when there are murderers, rapists, arsonists, dangerous people out there, thieves, why you would want the police to spend any amount of time whatsoever on this.
Because Jesus will smite you down.
That's Jesus' problem, right? We don't need the police officers to do it.
All right, so
but they're the protectors for Jesus.
Some people truly believe that.
Let's go to the phones. Benjamin has been waiting patiently in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Benjamin, on Skype.
Yeah, I hate interrupting such a joyful and cheerful topic. I'd like to talk about something more joyous and cheerful.
Okay, sure.
The violence in the Middle East that's been going on for centuries, if not millennia.
Okay.
On the Free Talk Live Facebook page, a video was shared called This Land Is Mine. It's a cartoon set to an older song called This Land Is Mine. And I've watched that like 8 times because it's just so great. It's so well done. And it starts with a caveman and goes all the way up until modern era, showing the different groups killing each other back and forth to where we have now. And then it ends with the Angel of Death, showing how the Angel of Death is the true hero of the Old Testament and the current Middle East. That people are just going to keep going back and forth until, I guess, that, or kind of the point was, they're just going to keep going at it until they all die, I guess.
Wait, so death is the only end to all the killing? Is that the point?
I don't know if that was the point, but that was, like, of the video. It's just showing how people have been killing each other there back and forth, claiming that the land is theirs according to God, yep, and that they will fight until they die, defending what God gave them.
So is this the last war in before the Angel of Death comes, or do they predict another one? Or?
No, it's just a funny video. It's not making any predictions or commenting who's right or who's wrong or anything. I think the video is actually about a year old, which to me speaks to the fact that conflict in the Middle East is almost
not news at all.
It's not new.
Well, first off, I'd like to address the conflict in the Middle East part. Conflict anywhere isn't new. Right now, Israel is probably, the occupied territories of Israel are probably the most disputed pieces of land on the planet. So we have a tendency to sort of focus on them. But the fact is that everywhere there have been back and forth battlings between people who live next door to each other, for as long as they have been around. And that's, so that's nothing really new or particular, but I would agree that the only winner in war is death. And if death were actually a person, death would be doing pretty well in all this. And I thought it was clever. I was the one who posted it up there, and that's why I put it there. But, I don't know. It seems like the best solution in that circumstance is, why don't they just give those people some kind of cash payment get some country to take them on? Because they're kind of stuck in a no man's land. These people.
Isn't it Holy Land we're talking about?
Not
here?
The occupied territories.
No? Okay.
Except for Bethlehem.
Well, and that seems, I didn't really want to talk about the Middle East in particular, but that's the thing, is that they all think they have to be there because that's where God said to be. Ugh. And Jerusalem is obviously disputed.
I don't territory. Think they think that. I think some people think that. Other people don't think that at all. They just
don't
know where
to go. Well,
they
use it as an excuse.
Benjamin, thanks for bringing that up tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Lauren is going to be telling us about a scary constitutional amendment. It's Free Talk Live.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works? Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design designed a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.